Earlier, before we were talking about your farm here, and y'all used to raise an animal for its fur, is that right? In the old days?
Animals.
I mean, didn't y'all raise a particular animal for its fur?
Foxes. They used to raise foxes, yeah.
Tell me about that, because you're the only person I've run across it that raised animals for its fur, or that they did. Tell me some about that. How did they do that?
Well, you have them in individual pens, pair, and you raise them and try to get the best fur is what you're after.
Where did you get the fox? Did you catch the foxes around
Oh
here?
no, you buy that.
You
You
buy
buy your seed.
Okay. And where would you have sold them?
Where did you sell them?
Yeah, did you sell them?
They used to have fur buyers in Denver at that time,
It came.
where it was a going thing here.
Okay. Did a lot of people in this area do that?
Quite a few at that time, yeah.
Really. Were foxes the only animal that they raised for fur, or were there others?
No, there was mink. Some of them were raising mink at that time. And when foxes lost their value, a lot of these fox farmers went into raising mink.
Did these folks, did they do that in addition to ranching? I mean, they didn't do just fur
Well,
raising.
most of them were just for whatever they were doing, like raising foxes and so on. They didn't have anything else.
I see. You mentioned deer. I was wondering what kind of animals are hunted in this area. Is there a lot of hunting that goes on in this area?
They have open season here, but for a good many years it was closed here.
Because they'd all been killed off?
Yeah, there wasn't too many around.
What do people hunt around here now?
Just deer and elk.
An elk. Okay. Do you ever see any mountain lions in this area?
I have, but not for years. There's a mountain lion comes through once in a while, but you have to be in the right place to see him.
Okay. I was wondering because I've heard recently they've been coming, people have been seeing them more. They've been coming out of the high mountains, and I wondered if they.
Well, like up on Genesee, that's where you see them mostly, and some of them even got killed there, run over here in the last year.
Do they have any mountain sheep in this area or mountain
Not
goats?
here, but further up they
Further.
do.
Okay.
Georgetown.
Okay. Did you do any hunting when you were?
I used to when I was younger.
We were a minute ago. We were talking about mosquitoes. Tell me about insects that are common in this area. What kind of insects do you have to contend with?
Well, you have ticks, wood ticks,
Okay.
and then mosquitoes,
Okay.
but not too bad right here.
With the ticks, are those the kind that can give you a disease if they bite
They
you?
can.
Okay. What do folks in this area call that disease?
Rocky Mountain tick fever.
Okay. Do you have any butterflies? Do you ever see any
Oh
butterflies?
yeah, there's a lot of butterflies. Different types, different kinds.
Okay. Do you have any of those? They're like butterflies, but they're smaller, and a lot of times you'll see them flying around a light at night.
No, you mean, no, we don't have that here. That's mostly in the east.
Okay. Would you call those millers?
Well, I thought they called them fireflies. I don't
Oh,
know.
okay. I was going to ask you about. Do you know what a miller is?
Not exactly.
Okay. I was wondering if you had the you, fireflies. The other thing I was wondering, it's like a butterfly. It has wings like a butterfly, except they're usually a kind of gray or brown color. They're not colorful like a butterfly, and they're much smaller. And
I think so, yeah.
okay.
I'm not familiar with them, really.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce moth for me?
Moth.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about.